T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The streaming wars are heating up. We have a new entry. It's Disney Plus. It's here tomorrow. Andrew Wallenstein is co-editor-in-chief of Variety. So, Andrew, if I am a provider, am I more worried if I'm like a Netflix or a Hulu of the world? I guess if I'm Hulu, I'm not worried because they're going to bundle. But am I more worried if I'm Netflix or Amazon, or am I more concerned if I'm like a traditional cable company and here comes Disney?
I think it's a bit of all of the above. I mean, certainly Netflix is in a leadership position where I don't think even in a best case scenario, Disney Plus could impact them in the short term. But certainly Amazon, I think, is going to feel that competitive heat because it's not quite at that same leadership position. And yes, the pay TV business may have bigger fears than anyone, because when you think about the sheer volume of all these streaming services in the marketplace, I think it could very well cause a lot of pay TV subscribers already chafing at the expense of these expensive subscription bills to perhaps shed that and go with one of or more of these streaming services.
Now, you're talking about the short run. Let's talk about Disney in this equation in the long term, because as you know, when cable came along, broadcast TV said, that's not going to really make that much of a difference to us. They were wrong. Then when streaming came along, cable TV said, that's not going to make that much of a difference to us. They were wrong. Disney is going to make a big difference in the long run, isn't it?
I certainly think so. And I think you're correct that, you know, Disney probably should have done this years ago and made a bunch of blown calls along the way. And you could argue that this product, as robust as Disney Plus seems to be, for all we know, could end up to be not too little too late, but too much too late. And I say that because any way you slice it, Disney Plus is a pretty massive effort. I mean, just the sheer volume of what they're bringing to bear in terms of content and spending and technology, it's about as significant an undertaking as we've seen from Hollywood in who knows how long.
We're starting to get to the point where it's people probably making some decisions or just being a little bit overwhelmed with all of the different things I can sign up for and like which shows do I want to watch where, and there's Netflix and there's Hulu and there's Amazon and there's the CBS and then there's HBO. And I could go on. So is that why they are trying to be like, okay, get us and Hulu and ESPN, bundle us all together, make sure that we're one of your three or one of your four?
Absolutely. When you add those properties up, it really could end up a very attractive proposition because it brings so much together under one service. I don't think, you know, certainly Netflix is not in the sports business or in the news business. So when you think about what a Disney plus Hulu plus ESPN could be, it's incredibly attractive. But to your larger point, I think it's a good one. No matter how you slice it, there is going to be, I think, some frustration on the part of consumers who are going to have a lot of difficulty navigating all these options. And they'll also figure out pretty quickly that whereas pay TV once gave them just about everything they could possibly want in one package, if you're going to opt out of pay TV and try to do this with just streaming services, well, they very well could find they may end up spending so much on streaming services that they're paying as much as, if not more, that they did for pay TV.
It's going to be the same price anyway. Sorry, Andrew Wallenstein, co-editor-in-chief of Variety.
Yeah, I mean, you know in the end, we're going to pay.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how you dice it, mm-hmm. We are going to pay.